CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The German elections, the first time in more than a decade, almost two decades, consequential election because Angela Merkel is not part of the future conversation, stepping aside. And the two major parties battling, CDU, CSU, Angela Merkel's party, and the SPD, the socialists, need coalition building after the results in the Bundestag. The smaller parties are critical, and Tom Nuttall, the Berlin bureau chief for The Economist, is here to help me understand these smaller parties. I was immediately affectionate towards the Greens just because I understand the Green big story, the one-line sell in Hollywood. You know, we're worried about climate change and we worry about the environment. Anna Baerbock, however, early on, as I understand, she's a young candidate, made missteps. But that doesn't mean that her Green Party is not part of the future for the coalition. So I want to comment on Anna Baerbock, but also how it is that Anna Baerbock, representing the Greens, which is not what you say people that show up on Wall Street every day to worry about their investments, how that is possible to work with the, and I learned from your magazine, Tom, Christian Lindner's FDP. How can they work together in a coalition if I have it correct about what the future coalition would look like?
Yeah, well, so there's a lot to unpack here. Maybe the best way to present it is as follows. If we look at the opinion polls and we think about the way in which different parties might be prepared to work together, then at this point, before the election, I think we can say that the two likeliest coalition outcomes after the election, when they finally manage to get a coalition together, are three-party, there's two possible three-party coalitions. One of them would be led by Armin Laschet and the Christian Democrats. The other one would be led by Olaf Scholz and the Social Democrats. Both of them would also include those two smaller parties that you just mentioned. So the Free Democrats, which is a kind of pro-business tax-cutting party led by Christian Lindner, and the Green Party led by Annalena Baerbock. Now, it will be really difficult to put both of these coalitions together for several reasons, but one of them is that these two smaller parties, which again would feature in both of these coalitions, the Greens and the FDP, they don't like each other one little bit. The FDP is a small, liberal, pro-business, tax-cutting, fiscally responsible, stripping-back bureaucracy sort of party. The Green Party is for massive debt-funded public investment, for regulations that would help help Germany meet its climate goals, for much more fiscal integration at the Eurozone level, for tax rises for the wealthy. You know, they disagree on almost everything, and yet somehow the chances are, at least at this stage, the chances are they will have to figure out a way to be in government together. That's going to be the really complicated process that will emerge after this election. And of course, the biggest question of all will be who would lead that coalition? Would it be Armin Laschet at the head of the Christian Democrats, at the head of what would be a Jamaica coalition? We give it that name because the colors of the parties correspond to the colors of the Jamaican flag. Or would it be a traffic light coalition led by Olaf Scholz, again, red, yellow, green, the colors of a traffic light or what you guys call a stoplight in the United States. All of these things are going to be up for grabs once the election is over with. But it's a pretty safe bet that this process of putting a coalition together, which is always complicated in Germany, is going to be particularly complicated this time around.
Reading The Economist, Christian Lindner, who is new to me, I understand he very much wants to be the finance minister if there is to be a coalition involving his party. Is that something that's agreeable to Olaf Scholz? Because that certainly would be a strong signal to the markets that this is not going to be, how do they put it? They call it a tax rate. It must sound really scary in German. I don't know what it is. But
yeah.
Christian Lindner, is he the next finance minister in a coalition led by Olaf Scholz?
Yeah, this could be one of the key questions. So if it turns out that this so-called traffic light coalition looks viable, a coalition of the Social Democrats, the Green Party, and the Liberals, the Free Democrats, then this is going to be a difficult thing for Mr. Lindner, the leader of the Free Democrats, to sell to his party base, basically going into government with two left-leaning parties. They're going to be very skeptical about this. So what does that mean? It means that he would need to show his party colleagues that he has secured a wonderful prize as his kind of price for going into this government. And that price, he has signaled very strongly, would be the finance ministry. Finance ministry is a very powerful job in Germany, second most powerful job in government after the chancellor. You wield the purse strings. You can say yes to projects. You can say no to projects. And it's particularly important to the Free Democrats because they play such importance on running a balanced budget, on running a tight fiscal ship. So to secure that would be a big prize for this party. And they haven't been in government since 2013, for 8 years. The difficulty here is that many Social Democrats, and particularly many Greens, I think, would find this quite hard to swallow for precisely the opposite reasons that it would be so wonderful for the FDP.
We have 30 seconds, please continue.
The Greens want to spend a lot more. The FDP want to rein in spending. The SPD wants to raise taxes. The FDP want to cut them. So giving the finance ministry to Christian Lindner would be a very difficult sell to this party.
Tom Nuttall, helping me a deal understand this, almost as if I could fake it, what the coalition is going to look like on the other side of the vote Sunday. Tom Nuttall is the Berlin bureau chief for The Economist magazine. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Data privacy. Hacking, ransomware, and data theft have become devastating problems for businesses and individuals. Globex Data has the solution. Switzerland has the world's strictest data privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted secure application, spelled S-E-K-U-R, uses a proprietary technology outside of big tech, which means your data remains private and secure. Globex Data just signed two telecom giants to distribute its secure communication solution to over 400 million people in 30 Latin American and Asian countries. Secure is the solution for messaging and email privacy with no data or phone number mining. Secure users can message non-secure users in full privacy and security using chat by invites. Globex Data is now available in the U.S., bringing messaging and email privacy and security to all Americans. This Data Privacy Minute has been brought to you by Globex Data Limited. Stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address globexdata.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.